You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and it is my pleasure to be with you all today. As usual, you know, the show, we talk about wellness, wisdom, and wealth, and how we can elevate and accelerate, build, and sustain all of that so that we can step into living a blissful life in the life of our dreams. And so today's guest is going to share with us some phenomenal information that is going to assist us with doing just that. So stay tuned. This is a great time to maybe find a nice place to sit where you will not be disturbed for about 30 minutes. Grab a piece of paper, something to write with, maybe your favorite beverage such as a cup of tea, coffee, water with lemon, glass of wine, whatever. Whatever your favorite beverage is. And just take this next few moments to really, really enjoy time with yourself and to listen to us on the Phenomenal Blissful Living Show. So before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors. The first one is Blissful Living For You at blissfullivingforyou.com. They have some amazing things available to all of you that can help improve your wellness. If you're looking to improve that area of the Blissful Living pillar, to help you improve your mindset with everything that we've been going through, we all need a little help. We all struggle from day to day, and they've got some great things to help keep your mind balanced and also to build and sustain wealth. There's a lot of things going on, and it's a very challenging time for many people, but there are things that can be done to help you increase your wealth, whatever that means to you. So check out Blissful Living. They have something for everyone, and you will not be disappointed. Again, you can check them out at blissfulliving4u.com. The next sponsor I want to thank is our sponsor of the whole entire podcast, and they've been a sponsor for many, many years, and that is All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable Incorporated is located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They are a telecommunications installation company that specializes in voice, data, fiber optic, and wireless systems installation, as well as network distribution and the whole entire backbone of telecommunications. They service small, medium, and very large customers on the western coast of the United States, or the western part of the United States, and they've been in business for going on 31 years. They've survived every kind of economy that we've been through, and they're still thriving. And so if you have a need for voice, data, fiber, consulting with your telecommunications or your network, any of that type of stuff, you want to check out All Day Cable at alldaycableincorporated.com. All righty, so are you ready? Hopefully you got your place to sit, your favorite beverage, something to write with, and just a little bit of time for yourself, because let me tell you about today's guest on Blissful Living. Now, our guest has been, he has had a professional career that has spanned over 40 years. And let me just tell you a little bit about our guest today. Now, our guest today is Faust Ruggiero, and let me tell you, he's counseled clients ranging from the age of 5 into senior living. He's counseled people in inpatient facilities, prisons, substance abuse counseling centers, and nursing homes, provided employee assistant programs to major corporations, and have extensive experience providing emotional support services to deaf children. Now, he was a part of a team that developed a counseling program for drunk drivers that became the prototype for the state of Pennsylvania and is still being used in many other states. He continues to provide counseling services for veterans, first responders, law enforcement, and other emergency personnel. And he is taught at the college level and is a and has been published in several research journals. Now, his practice began in Bangor, Pennsylvania, and has been in practice for over 30 years. And so because he is very passionate about what he does, he took the approach and underwent several years of research and program design so that he could effectively communicate in written form with regards to the process of the way of life. And so the process way of life has now been developed into a written version of the original counseling program that he created and is presented in the Fix Yourself Handbook. And so I'm just going to stop right there and welcome Faust to the Blissful Living Show. It is an absolute pleasure to have you.
Jill, I am thrilled to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for saying yes. You know, this is a very great time for a discussion with experts like you, particularly with everything that we've all, and not just here in the U.S., but we have listeners around the world, we've all been going through for the last 10 months or so. And it's been very challenging, particularly with people that, you know, have mental health issues, as well as those people that didn't realize they may have had some mental health issues, but are going through some things right now. So I want to just start off with, you developed this program, the Fix Yourself Handbook, you developed this program that became the Fix Yourself Handbook. And so what I want to go back is and ask you is, what made you decide to focus on the process way of life?
You know, Rochelle, processes are things we use every day in life. And when you counsel as long as I have, you start to look at what works and what doesn't work so well. And then I started to work with a lot of processes, and they're basic things like honesty and truth and using your intellect over your emotion. I put together a platform that worked for a lot of people, and we were able to identify about 52 processes, and we put them in about 36 chapters in the book. And it really started to help a lot of people. So I've used it about 20 years, and I've seen just huge growth by using this process. We start right from the beginning, and we move people right through it. So it came time to write a book, you know, and I said, well, let's put this whole thing in a format that people can read and understand and apply from home, and it's really done well for us.
So with regards to this process, what exactly does it entail, or what exactly is the benefit? No, let me go back, because I want to go back before we get to the benefit. What exactly does it entail, and who was it designed for?
Okay. The processes, again, 52 processes, and what it does is I bring them in, and I kind of take their life off autopilot, so to speak. I say, let's just stop where you are. Let's look at what we let's define the things we want to change, and then we start applying the various processes in the program, and we move them right through. We start with simple things, as I said, honesty, and we talk about trust, and we talk about life's journey and staying in the moment, and we get into things like fear and defenses and anger and all those things that plague people, and we work them right through it. The book is designed for anyone, that, you know, mostly adults that can read. It doesn't matter what age you are, or sex, or sexual preference, or anything like that. Anyone can pick this book up and read it with the goal of being able to be stronger inside and then be able to deal with whatever crisis comes up in your life.
So now, can someone pick up the book and just do they have to start from the beginning and read it, you know, from page one to page to the end, or can they pick it up and just open a page and or open up a specific chapter or quote-unquote process and apply, you know, go in and look at that, read it, absorb it, and apply it to their life?
It's written for both. Because I knew that was going to be a question when you started to write it. You know, geez, we have all these processes, but maybe I'm good on truth, but I'm not so good on anger. You know, so
Right. Yes,
you can do it that way. But what's happened is even with the people who are saying, well, I'll just grab this chapter or that one, they say, wow, this really kind of helped me out. And they go back and they start all over and they start the whole book. The book is written kind of a journey. So you're going to get the best benefits out of it if you start from the beginning. And the way I wrote it was they're short chapters, five, six pages. And we present a problem and we give all the information that someone would need to know about that problem. Then I go into the exact steps to fix it. And that's what we haven't seen in self-help books before. That's what I'm getting from everyone. Well, this is different. You're giving us the exact steps because, you know, they hear all the advice over and over again, but they don't get to
right.
the steps. And that's what we do in
right.
counseling. I'm not just going to give someone here, you know, you should do this. I say, no, we need to tear this apart and make it, you know, define it for you, and then you want to go out and do exactly these things, and your life will change.
So let me ask you this, because I like that with regards to, you know, it reminds me of my parents used to tell me, do what I say, not what I do, right?
Yeah.
I think we all heard that, at least in my generation. And so, you know, a lot of times these books that are written, they have phenomenal, beautiful information. And me as a healthcare professional for the last going on 31 years, I appreciate the information. The thing is, it falls short with, you know, they tend to fall short with how do I have all this wonderful information in this book, how do I incorporate it into my life? And so what you're saying is your book has been written not only with the wonderful information of identification of, you know, where your problem may be and, you know, how to fix it, but you actually have in the book the book, I guess that means you're going to be writing more because I did that little slip of faux pas with books, but I guess that means that you actually have the steps in the book that people can apply. Say, for instance, anger. If someone is having, you know, they get to the chapter on anger and, you know, they're reading through it and it's like, okay, yeah, this is me. I identify that I have some trouble, some challenges with this. But here are the steps that I can utilize to work through my challenges so that I can get a better grip on this particular process of my life. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing. What we've done in that particular chapter, the anger chapter, it's a chapter that I call Anger Games. And what I do is I actually break down the various kinds of anger so people can look and say, well, gee, is that the one that that applies to me? And then at the end of the chapter, as I do in every chapter, again, 36 chapters, every chapter at the end of it will have exactly the steps you take to help change that around. And you know, again, you know, I wanted the book to simulate a counseling session in some ways. And again, you come into the office and you present something and we go through all the information, and I don't want to stop short right there and say, well, now you know everything, so let's go. Why don't you go start changing it? That would be ludicrous. No one would come back. So in the book, I wrote it just like I counsel. We're going to look at the problems. We're going to give you all the information so you understand the issue and where it's coming from in you, and then we're going to the steps. Hey, for next week, try this. Well, that's what we did in the book. At the end of every chapter, I didn't want to stop short. I wanted to finally be that book that said, here, do it this way. Hello? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I don't know what happened. I'm just talking, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I can't hear anybody. You know, technology is beautiful when it works, and it reminds us that it's technology when it fails, right?
So,
but what I was saying was that, you know, we have all these beautiful things, and it is really nice for you to have written a book with processes that I think everybody can identify with, particularly with regards to what's going on today and what all of us has been experiencing. It's been a completely life-changing experience. And so for someone out there that might be struggling a little bit with having to be, I hate to say socially isolated, but, you know, okay, socially distant, that might be struggling with that. Is there a particular chapter that in the book that they could go to that might identify, one, identify what they're going through, two, and help them through the processes so that they come out healthy and balanced?
You know, I get those kind of questions a lot, particularly with what we're going through right now. And what I tell people is, you know, when you look at this whole social isolation thing we're going through, the stronger people, the ones that were kind of strong on the inside already, went through it differently than the ones who were the reactors and the emotional people and people that were, you know, always overreacting to situations. So it's about becoming strong on the inside. So every chapter will apply. You know, it goes back to what you asked before. Can they go to any chapter at all make it work? Most of them are going to apply, but the key one would be chapter 4, which is something I call I over E. It's intellect over emotion. It's learning how to take situations apart and not overreact to them and let your intellect apply first so you can get all the information. You know, if you go back to the beginning of the pandemic, you know, everyone overreacted and they said, you know, get all your supplies and everything, and then we couldn't find toilet paper of all things because everyone overreacted. But if they would have taken a step back and say, let me hear what this virus thing is all about, and let me then put a plan together, now their brain is working with the information, not so much their emotions. That's the key chapter for this one.
I like it. I like what you shared with regards to it being chapter 4 and just the identification, particularly with those that are struggling with like the social, I hate to say social isolation, because we're not really socially isolated.
Right.
We're socially distant, right? I mean,
correct.
If we were socially isolated, we wouldn't be able to Zoom with people and FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
So it's just more social distancing. But you're absolutely right, because there are a lot of people that I think are touchy-feely, and if they can't be up on someone and touching and feeling them, then they're feeling, even though they can see that person, they can talk to them, they're struggling. And there's a lot of people struggling with that. And so to be able to have a resource to go to during this time period, such as your book, and pop in and look at chapter 4 and go through that chapter, it's kind of like self-help for them, I think might be very beneficial to many people. So putting it out there, you're listening to this and you have family members or loved ones or friends or people you know that might be struggling a bit with regards to our social distancing and the things that we're having to live to do to change to live our life the way we live them right now. You need to pay attention and write down, we'll give the information on how you can get the book, because remember, chapter 4 is going to be very, very helpful to those people that you love and care about that may be struggling with our whole COVID-19 social distancing thing. So with regards to that, I want to move on and ask you, now, you say that this book was written to be a handbook. And I love that because, again, we're all kind of doing our own thing in our own little bubble, so to speak. But is there anything in the book that someone might be going through? And is there anything that is an identifier in the book that someone might be going through that may identify for themselves that they actually need a little bit more professional help than going through your work, than going through the workbook? Is there any things like that in there?
Yep, it's a great question, and honestly, no one's asked it yet. When I wrote the book, you know, you don't ever want to be arrogant enough to think that the book you're writing, even though you wrote it to you know, deal with any problem at all, that's the end all. I probably 20 times through the book in different chapters, I will say, if you're struggling with this part of it, then you need to get outside of yourself. You need to talk to someone. It may be a family member or a friend that you trust, or you may need professional help. And there's nothing wrong with doing those things. So, you know,
right.
You always want to make sure that you're telling people that, because the thought is, look, I have to think of myself as a worthy person and as a person I want to love. And then, so I should be willing to spend the time and grab whatever resources are available to me so
right.
that I can deal with my life. And if it means that I'm going to go sit in someone's office and talk to them, well, I'm worth that time. And, you know, and I'm going to go do that if I need it. So the book will help you deal with everything, but you may look and say, gee, I just can't get past myself on some things. Then, a fresh set of eyes, it might just be what you need.
I love it. You know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know until we discover we don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And for many people, they may pick up the book and I'm going to, you know, say, hey, I don't know why anger is coming up, but because there's a lot of angry people right now in the world. But
right. But
with regards to anger, they may be going through this and say, you know what, this is good, but I think I need a bit more help. You just clarified or made it okay, particularly as a healthcare professional, saying if you think you need help, it's okay to ask for that help. And so your book is great. It'll benefit a tremendous amount of people, but those people that pick up the book and they're going through it, and they may not even realize that they needed help until they touch this aspect that's a sore spot for them, I think it'll be so beneficial. I mean, I think things like this that actually identify and help you through processes and then say, hey, if this is a real problem for you, you may need to take it a step higher than what I can do here in this book. I think that's so great, and I think we need so much more of that right now. So thank you. I mean, just thank you. As a registered nurse with a background in emergency room trauma, there would be times when people would come in and they were struggling, having mental health challenges, but all they needed was somebody to just sit and listen to them. And just having someone sit and listen to them and point out things that might have been at the tip of the nose, but they couldn't see it, really made a difference, you know, really made a difference. And so I'm sure your book is doing that for a tremendous amount of people. So now I want to ask you, with regards to all the research that you did in, you know, the 2,000 clients that you actually were able to have as a part of your research for this particular project, what would you say was the most compelling or the most profound thing that was repeated or that was most often repeated that people struggle with that you have written about and identified the processes of getting through in the book?
You know, they came back all the time and said, I can't believe that I've had all this inside me all my life. And what the program does, really, because it's not designed to be some new revolutionary anything. Everything
right.
that I write is already there. It's already inside us. And what they're saying is you identified, by the time I got through the program, I realized I had the power inside me all the time. And I didn't access it. I didn't go there. I went for quick fixes. I went outside of myself. I tried this fad and that fad. I did anything but go inside myself and go get me. And when I heard that, when they were all saying that, I said, great, that's exactly what I wanted to see. Because if you can go inside and get you, that's where you find your power. That's where you get strong. And that's where you're ready to deal with just about anything that comes on in your life.
I love it. Can you say that last part one more time? Because I think that is a very profound message that needs to be heard today.
Yeah, again, we are all powerful people. We just don't know it. And what I've done is simply say, here, there's a power inside you. If you're willing to go inside and get it, you know, and you're going to deal with some pain and you're going to deal with some fear and things you didn't want to find. You're going to find some things about yourself that maybe you don't like too much, but you are also going to find fantastic, beautiful, wonderful things in you. You just got to be willing to go get them. And when you do, you're going to throw out what doesn't work. You're going to capitalize on what does, and you're going to become an entirely new person and one that you created yourself. As I always tell people, it's the person you loved in, you chose to love into existence.
Oh, I love that. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that, because I think what you said, the messages you just said are so profound and will touch many people, but definitely something we need to hear today. Now, we're getting a little close on our time, and I always have, when this happens, I always have 9,000 questions that I want to ask. But this one I want to ask you is with regards to how people are coping with our social distancing bubble that we are, you know, we are in now. And I know several people, and I'm sure you do too, have picked up some not beneficial habits to their mind and body, maybe indulging in a little bit more, too much alcohol, or a little bit more alcohol than they used to, or a little bit more food or desserts, or, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever, right? What would you say to those people, and where can they go in the book to help them with that, those particular, I want to say, overindulgences?
Yeah, the first thing I tell people is that, you know, please don't change your schedules. Don't do all these different things. Try to keep your schedule as close to what it used to be as you can. And I grant that some people are not working and they're at home, but then you put together a productive schedule. Get up the same time every day. Try to eat healthy. Exercise if you can. Go to sleep the best, you know, the same time. And get up with something every day to look forward to. If the world doesn't give it to you or your job doesn't give it to you, create it for yourself because you can. As far as the book is concerned, any chapter will help you with that. One of the ones that I talk about, you know, life as a journey is a huge one that people are starting to realize that what we're going through is just part of our journey. And we have some options. We make choices about how we're going to live that. And associated with that is a chapter I talk about with language, the way we talk to ourselves. If we go into this thing and we make our journey one where that's full of negative language, I hate this pandemic, I can't stand it, the whole thing is just horrible, I can't deal with this anymore, I don't like what's going on, well, we're going to live that way every day. We have to realize that this is the journey that we're on. This is our life. And we have to be able to tell ourselves that we can beat this, that, you know, we get up every day and say, I'm going to make this day count. I'm going to make this day better than yesterday, or at least I'm going to do everything I can to make my day good. Talk to yourself positively, because language doesn't only express what we say, it controls what we say, or the way we live. And if you're going to move forward, talk to yourself gently, with love. Allow your day to be one that you start with a positive attitude and move forward with that.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's just beautifully stated, and I'm in agreement with you 100%. You know, the old adage, and I hate to beat a dead horse over the head, but the old adage is, Whatever you focus on, good, bad, or indifferent, will be magnified in your life, right?
That's right.
So if you can learn to focus on the positive things, even if it's the fact that you were able to wake up in the morning, that's something positive. The more you focus on the positive, the lighter energy, the more positive you'll see, the more positive things you'll experience, the more positive energy that will float around you. However, if it's the other way around, you get an abundance of that as well. So thank you for sharing those words, because, again, I think during our time together, our chat together, you've shared an abundance and amazing insight and tips on how we can not only survive during this pandemic, but just survive as I like to say, travel down our path to bliss on our life's journey. Life is a journey. There are going to be things that happen. There are going to be things, a lot of things that happen that are out of our control. But if we stay steadfast, utilize the tips in your book, identify processes that will help us be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable and get through the challenges, we can continue on in our beautiful life and live life how it was meant to be. And it wasn't meant to be perfect. Unfortunately, this is just one of those times in the history of the spectrum, right? You know, we've had a lot of things happen, the Revolutionary War, the, you know, the flu epidemic, pandemic in 1918. We've had the World War II. You know, we've had a lot of things happen. We've got through all of those things, and we will get through this, and we will all be much stronger, much wiser, and hopefully much more loving to each other. But it's just part of our journey. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, I want you to share with people, one, how they can get the book, two, if there's anything you're doing, any speaking, any workshops, anything like that, and I know they're virtual, but anything like that where people can actually get more of you. Can you share that with us now, please?
Absolutely. There's a website that is dedicated completely to the book. It's my name, FausterRuggiero.com. And everything about the book is in there, even chapter outlines. You can go through it, not just excerpts, chapter outlines are there. And also there's a media page, which has probably we're coming in on 60 interviews that I've done on there. So if you want to hear all different kinds of things stated all different ways, you know, radio, podcast, television, everything, it's on there. So they can find a whole lot about me and about the book there. As far as ordering it, usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, local there.
Perfect. No workshops, no live work, I mean, no virtual workshops or anything like that coming up?
We have a couple coming up, we're in the process of getting those going, but we don't have dates or anything on those yet, so I'll be getting that out real soon. And then the Fix Yourself Handbook 2 is just in development. I'm hoping to start writing next month.
Oh, perfect. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Faust, for being a guest on Blissful Living. It was absolutely very enlightening and beautiful to talk to you. And I love all the words of wisdom and positivity that just exuded from what you were sharing with us. So thank you so very much.
It has been a pleasure.
And thank you so much. And I want to thank our guests. I want to, of course, thank our guests, but I want to thank our listeners, because without you listening to me and following me for the last 10 years, this information would not be able to be bestowed upon so many people. So thank you so much, listeners, for hanging in there with me and sharing the show. And again, please, please, please share this show with everybody you know, whether you like them, you love them, or you don't. Everybody could benefit from listening to our show and our conversation tonight or today with Faust. So thank you for sharing the show in advance. I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at blissfullivingforyou.com. Please go check them out and their wonderful things that they have to offer, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated. And I want to thank All Day Cable Incorporated. You can check them out at alldaycableinc.com. And until next time, I'm wishing you all peace to you. Mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Thank you so much, and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.